WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 6. It's 52 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by WC Tractor, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. The city of College Station has required most retail and commercial business owners and developers since 2004 to provide some parking for bicycles. A majority of the city council at this week's meeting directed staff to reduce some requirements in order to increase options for those who are affected. Jerome Ruckdrick, who was the only member seeking to let the market determine how much space to reserve for bicyclists, debated John Nichols in his first meeting since returning to the council.
There are too many bike racks going around town, where you have, in my opinion, absolutely no sense to have a bike rack, either have one or have it where it is.
Well, I would have to argue with you that you could make the same argument about parking spaces.
I would agree with that also, sir.
And if they don't want to meet any of the architectural standards, I assume you'd want to do away with those as well, because it's market-driven.
We're combining apples and oranges.
The revised ordinance is expected to include allowing bike corrals, which can hold more bicycles, and setting the minimum of bicycle spaces based on vehicle parking spaces. Brazos County residents can dispose of no longer needed tires for free this Saturday.
Normally it costs to get rid of tires, so that's why we're calling it an amnesty day. There's no cost. All the services are free.
County Commissioner Irma Cawley received grant funding to host the event at the Brazos County Expo.
We're going to collect the tires at the Expo Center in an area that we normally have the carnival. It's called the Rock Lot.
Brazos County residents can drop off up to 4 tires Saturday between 10 and 2. The event is not open to businesses. Bryan Police has shared videos from 4 businesses as suspects are being sought from 2 convenience store armed robberies and 2 business burglaries. Those videos are online at WTAW.com. The most recent crime was Sunday morning at 2:45 at the Fast Start C store on West Highway 21. BPD was not notified until the next day of 2 men entering the store, one with a gun and demanding money. But the men left before completing the holdup. No one was hurt and no money was taken. 11 months following a shooting death west of Bryan, a Brazos County grand jury has issued a murder indictment.
50-year-old Rod Clanton of Caldwell is accused of killing his stepbrother, Stephen Bishop, of Bogota last December near the intersection of Highway 21 and OSR. According to the sheriff's office, the shooting followed an argument involving a family issue. The district attorney's office reported the timing of the indictment was due to the ongoing investigation. Clanton's been out of jail since posting bond 2 weeks after his arrest the day after the shooting. A Plantersville man found guilty of possessing a stolen gun as a convicted felon by a Brazos County District Court jury in August now knows his punishment. DA's office announced 30-year-old John Michael Bell received the maximum 10 years for the crime that took place last December. He was arrested on multiple charges after leading 8 Bryan police officers on the chase while he was riding a bicycle without a headlight at 2:30 in the morning. Bell has been in jail since his arrest, requested a pre-sentence report, which delayed his sentencing until last Friday. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
WTAW News Time is 9 minutes after 6. It's 52 degrees. You can be part of the show this morning. Call or text us at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by WC Tractor. More news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
When you're shopping for Christmas, remember to shop local first. Our local businesses support all sorts of community projects. They also provide jobs. They pay the taxes that pay for police and fire. And when you're shopping out of town, you're paying for somebody else's parks. The stations of Bryan Broadcasting ask you to look around here first. It's fun, it's fast, and it's where our jobs are.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of the businesses sponsoring the games of your favorite team.
Businesses like Pioneer Steel, Prosperity Bank, Atkinson Toyota, Schulte Roofing, and Hargrove Insurance.
Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
The next time you look for a business equipment dealership that can provide your organization with reliable, cost-effective solutions for your next copier, scanner, or printer, CTWP wants to be your copier company. CTWP represents the very best equipment manufacturers, including Canon, Konica Minolta, Kyocera, Lanier, and Lexmark. Join thousands of Texas businesses who call CTWP their copier company. CTWP 779-2998 or visit us at ctwp.com.
Good morning. It's 6:10. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof. World's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
As promised, the cold front's pushed through the region. It's gotten rid of the cloudiness. It's also gotten rid of the warmer temperatures. It's going to be a little bit cooler today, but we'll have lots of sunshine. Should be a good travel day around the state. All that sun leading to a high of 60 or 65. It'll be breezy. Clear cold tonight, 35 to 40. Nice Thanksgiving Day coming up. Lots of sun, a little bit milder, 65. Clear tomorrow night, lows near 45. And it's sunny, warmer Friday with a high of 70 to 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, there's been a lot of speculation about head football coach Kevin Sumlin's tenure at Texas A&M and whether this very well might be his last game coming up this Saturday. Now, he was asked point blank at yesterday's press conference if he thinks he'll be back next year.
Do you anticipate being the coach here next year?
Yes.
And why is that? Have you been reassured of that?
I mean,
there's so much out there. You know how it is.
Yeah.
I mean,
why wouldn't I?
Because a lot of us have heard otherwise.
Okay.
So I'm asking you.
I haven't heard that.
Okay.
So, at least for the time being, Kevin Sumlin has not been told otherwise. He's still got a game to coach this Saturday. We'll also hear from Christian Kirk on his head coach and how he feels about all the speculation surrounding his job. But on the good news, Texas A&M men's basketball got a win last night. Big victory as the guys continue to look really sharp. We'll cover all that and more coming up in sports.
Need to work on that press a little bit.
Yeah?
Yeah, Penn State did that three-quarter press.
Yeah. It was not pretty, but, you know, you scored 98 points.
Yeah, and they came back.
Pretty dang good. Offensively, this is the best team that Billy Kennedy's had here.
It's the best team anybody's had here. It really
That's
is.
That's true, too.
Yeah,
I didn't realize he was ranked second in A&M history for most wins.
Yeah, well, he's been here. Besides Shelby Metcalf,
right.
I think he's the longest tenured coach.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
And again, a few years ago, they were, you know, ready for his head. They were screaming pitchforks in the street.
Yeah. Yep.
Well, anyway, glad they did that.
Yeah.
Me too.
So, the mother of the 16-year-old attending school in the UK told her son's drama teacher that, well, it was her son's birthday.
Okay.
And so, as a result, asked her to video her son's reaction to a special surprise that she had arranged for there in the classroom.
Okay.
Short time later, a woman in a short skirt arrived. Told the boy that he had been naughty, stripped down to her bra and panties.
Stop.
Yep. The teacher, a little stunned, ended the show. Not as stunned as the mom.
Yeah.
Oh.
She had booked a man in a gorilla suit as a gag. Yeah.
Little mix-up at the party rental store.
You know, that's it. You just, you know, you click the wrong box on the computer form, and all of a sudden it's something that you hadn't intended. Now, has that been posted? I mean, look at the stuff that they post out there. It does not say anywhere in the story here that it has gone viral.
Why would you want to see something like that, Scott?
Yeah, I know. And just the idea, of course, she's that mom, huh? Anyway.
She's that mom.
Coming up later today. All right, so now Chelsea, of course, what are you making the Green Bee salad? That doesn't take a whole lot of...
No.
Okay.
I don't have a lot of prep.
Advanced stuff going on.
And I think
my
dad already bought all the ingredients.
Okay, so there you go.
He was like, yep, I'm going to go ahead and set everything up for
you. Exactly.
So, you know, we've already talked about favorite side dishes.
Uh-huh.
Also, we have a site that has the weirdest side dishes from each state. My thought is Louisiana will have something to do with squirrel.
Squirrel.
Maybe a little alligator.
Yeah, that could very well be. We have a story this morning about a Snickers algorithm that's been created to find out just how hangry you really are. And the story of the bar in Milwaukee. A Milwaukee bar has fumbled their promotion. Their idea was that they would give free beer until the Packers scored last Sunday. Do you know the score of the Packers game last
Sunday? I know they lost a lot to a little, right?
They lost a lot to nothing.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ouch.
So
free beer for the entire game. Sounds like they needed it.
Well, that's I'm sure I'm thinking that. I'm just thinking, have they ever tried that promotion in Cleveland?
Wow. Ooh. No. They're smarter than that, believe it or not,
that,
Scott.
That wouldn't work.
Believe it or not, they are smarter than that. Together.
Info. Mission.
Oh,
you know, if Aaron Rodgers was around, this wouldn't happen.
That's exactly right. I'm sure they're saying that. But, I mean, free beer until your team scores.
Wow.
That's a great promotion someplace.
No, it is.
That'd work in Alabama, Tuscaloosa. That is, you know, probably wouldn't cost them too much
money.
Well, okay, we'll see.
This Thanksgiving, spend your day giving back. Chartwell's at Texas A&M, Epicure's Catering, and the Brazos Food Bank are proud to partner for the 34th annual Thanksgiving in the Brazos Valley. Hundreds of community volunteers are needed to lend a hand in preparation and delivery of over 1,000 local Thanksgiving meals. Stuffing mix, canned green beans, cranberries, and other non-perishable food can be dropped off at the WTAW studio on the fifth floor of the Guarantee Bank Building, Emerald Parkway at Highway 6. Monetary donations for Thanksgiving in the Brazos Valley can be made at any location of the bank and trust. To request this special Thanksgiving Day meal delivery for a neighbor, yourself, or any local senior citizen, please call Epicure's Catering at 695-0985. That's 695-0985. Thank you for sharing your day caring for our neighbors in the Brazos Valley.
You have an office space.
Hello!
So, how do you make the best use of your space? From design to installation, Systems Office Furniture will create a welcoming, efficient office environment within your budget. We supply new and pre-owned office furniture, and with prices at 50 to 60% below retail, you're making a smart business decision. Many large Brazos Valley businesses have trusted Systems Office Furniture to create their offices, and you should too. Visit our showroom Monday through Friday on Highway 30 between Harvey Road and William D. Fitch, or go to createmyoffice.com. That's createmyoffice.com.
News Talk 1620, WTAW 617. We're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer. And Brian in Navasota, it's, so here we go. It's, by the way, we won't be working tomorrow.
But
we are off, baby.
We'll be back on Friday.
Yeah.
It's day 326. We got 39 of them to go. It is Blackout Wednesday.
Blackout.
Which is,
okay.
You know, It happens a lot, I think.
Is it taken in that sense?
I didn't think that was a real thing. Yeah. Like, we call it that, but yeah. I didn't know that was like a national holiday. The locals.
I don't know about holiday.
Well,
I would say a day of notation. How's that?
There we go.
Is that fair enough?
Sure.
What the story is, folks, is all these college kids who went to school someplace else come home and
Everybody's back in town. You got to go out and see each other.
You got to catch up. You're overserved.
Reminisce.
Or you overserve each other.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And again, see, I mean, you think a reunion's fun. No, this is what's fun.
Oh,
what
absolutely.
Dude, I love you, man.
It's Cranberry Relish Day.
Okay. Yesterday was stuffing day.
I know.
Look, they have to give all the sides day.
I'm just not big on the cranberry.
Are you real? Oh, love
wow,
it.
Yeah, yeah, I am.
Love
too,
the
yeah.
cranberry.
Tie one on day. No, it's okay. an apron. It's an apron.
See,
I knew where you were going. National Jukebox Day.
Okay.
And it's also Hanksgiving. Back in 2009, Libby Hayward and Max Dubin created a punny little holiday that they called, over the names G-Chat. They called it Franksgiving, which was to celebrate tube meats. Okay.
Tube meats? Okay.
Yeah, Franks. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I get it.
Okay.
Well, that idea was thrown out, so they went with Michelle Kwanza.
Okay.
Okay. And then one of her coworkers came up with Tom Hanksgiving. And so if you just put his first initial T, then see, it'd be like T, Thanksgiving. So it's Hanksgiving today.
Hanksgiving.
Yeah, the day before. It gives us an opportunity to be thankful for
Tom Hanks.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, who's not thankful for Tom Hanks?
Right. Sure. I mean,
man is a national treasure.
You know it. That's it. So there you go. And we got some birthdays.
Speaking of other national treasures, Catherine McNamara is turning 22 today. You know who she is?
I have no idea.
No.
She's a star of Shadow Hunters. I've never seen the show.
Shadow Hunters. I haven't either.
TV series based on the Mortal Instruments. So there you go.
Okay.
Jamie Campbell Bauer is turning 29. Plays in. I'm not a big Harry Potter geek. Gellert Grindelwald?
I think we are. We do have
Grindelwald.
One.
Okay.
Grindelwald?
Yeah.
Apparently,
you don't know him?
That's, well, that's the new, like, Fantastic Beasts movie, I think.
Oh.
Is the story of Grindelwald.
Well, he played in Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows.
Okay.
He's the character Johnny Depp plays in Fantastic Beasts.
Okay.
So I didn't even know Johnny Depp's in that movie.
I had no idea.
Well, he made like a
cameo
at the very end, and now they're coming out with like the next one or the new one. But people weren't very happy about him being in that role or something.
Everything that he's touched hasn't been that great lately.
He does need work.
Oscar Pistorius is turning 31. Now everybody remembers him as Blade Runner, the man with no legs, the South African runner.
Also the guy who killed his girlfriend.
That
allegedly.
That too.
Allegedly.
So he is in prison. They've already made a Lifetime movie out of it. So there you go. Scarlett Johansson's turning 33. I'm a fan.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So
she's kind of weird, though.
Is she?
Yeah.
Okay, so.
Like, I think in real life, she's
I think
just strange.
Most people in Hollywood
are weird.
Well,
oh,
we
wait.
Always say that, but yeah.
Even,
she's just
even by their standards. All right, so if I say Lost in Translation, you guys seen it?
I know it's a movie.
I haven't seen it.
Okay. Well, I mean, because she's in it with Bill Murray, and I like Bill Murray a lot, but I just didn't get that movie.
Oh, okay.
It's one of those, that's an hour and a half I won't get back.
He's done some strange ones,
he does.
For sure.
Yeah, he does it. Yeah.
But, we got two members of the Avengers today. Scarlett Johansson turning 33. Mark Ruffalo is turning 50.
Oh, okay.
He plays Bruce Banner, a.k.a. the Hulk. Karen O is turning 39, singer for the Yeah, Yeah, Yes.
Yeah, Yeah, Yeah.
Get pumped.
Yeah.
Okay. Sure, yeah.
So some good pump-up music. Maps, their song. So Scott's a big fan.
Yeah, yeah.
Michael K. Williams is 51. Great actor, by the way. He's Omar on The Wire, also Chalky on Boardwalk Empire.
Mm-hmm.
Mads Mikkelsen, another great actor, 52. Now, he plays on NBC's Hannibal. He's been in a lot of other stuff, too, namely as a bad guy, but he's a really good actor from Sweden, maybe?
Okay.
Jamie Lee Curtis is turning 59 today.
All
right.
Now, she's making her return to the Halloween franchise in the next movie.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So
they
get
paid
ready.
Her enough money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Stephen Van Zandt turning 67, E Street Band guitarist, and he plays Silvio on The Sopranos, for those who are into that show.
Mm-hmm.
I liked it. Tina Weymouth, I think I'm pronouncing that right, 67. Basis for the Talking Heads.
And Tom Tom Club. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, right.
Burning down the house. So she's turning 67 today. Billie Jean King, 74.
Oh, okay.
So tennis player.
Yeah.
And Terry Gilliam is turning 77. Monty Python writer and animator. He also directed some really good movies. The Fisher King, 12 Monkeys.
Mm-hmm.
So there
you go. Fisher King. Yeah, 12 Monkeys is a little weird.
Yeah.
Boris Becker. You know who that is? See, you don't.
No.
You youngs don't know that. This guy was a tennis phenom back when he was like 19 years old, which was a long time ago.
Okay.
But I think he won Wimbledon a couple of times. And again, because he's 50, seems like he'd been around forever, but hadn't played tennis in a while. But go look him up. He's won a tournament or two.
And his name's Boris.
Yeah, there you are. 6:23.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
It's been over a year since Hillary Clinton lost the presidential election to Donald Trump, and clearly she can't get over it. Now, aside from the endless excuses that she's given for her loss, including blaming white suburban women and Vladimir Putin and WikiLeaks and talk radio and Fox News, well, now she has taken it to a whole new level, fantasizing about living on another planet where she could become president. In a recent video, journalist Nico Pitney told Hillary, "People joke about Earth 2, where you are president." Hillary began to fantasize about, what she would do if she were in charge of Earth 2, saying that she would use full-on diplomatic pressure to solve the crisis with North Korea, and told Pitney that she would use universal background checks for firearm purchases. Before the interview ended, Hillary said, "I like being on Earth, too. Can we please help her get there?"
Check out the Sean Hannity radio show later today, right here.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
All right, I recently gave my home a facelift. I did it the best and simplest way possible. Brand new blinds from Blinds.com. Every single order gets free shipping. And guess what? Their prices, they're unbeatable. Now, let's say you accidentally mismeasure. You pick the wrong color. They will remake your blinds for free. And now through November the 24th, when you go to Blinds.com or call 1-888-4-BLINDS, you'll save up to 45% off everything, plus an additional 5% with the promo code Hannity. Blinds.com, promo code Hannity. Rules, restrictions apply. Hey, by now you've heard me talking about the incredible underwear experience only available from Tommy John. Well, just wait till you hear their unbelievable Black Friday weekend offer. Now, Tommy John is the 21st century men's underwear brand that redefined comfort for guys all around the world, including me. For a limited time, their entire selection of products, including their mind-blowing underwear, undershirts, socks, plus gift sets, are all 20% off. Hurry now to TommyJohn.com. You save 20%. Now, terms and conditions apply. Just go to TommyJohn.com for details.
Hi, this is Janelle Carver with Cornerstone Home Lending. Attention homeowners and renters affected by Hurricane Harvey, if you need more information about the FHA Disaster Relief Program, the 203H that allows homeowners and renters unbelievable opportunities for home ownership after the devastation of Hurricane Harvey, call me, Janelle Carver with Cornerstone Home Lending. Remember, this program allows you, the borrower, to rebuild or purchase a new home if you own or rented in the federally declared disaster areas with no down payment and only a minimum credit score of 600. I also have down payment assistance programs and tax credits available for anyone wanting to purchase a home, even if you weren't affected by Hurricane Harvey. Remember, you get to choose your lender. So please don't hesitate to contact me, Janelle Carver, or my team at Cornerstone Home Lending to see what you can qualify for. NMLS 208153. Cornerstone Home Lending, a faster, better way to mortgage.
Good morning, 626 News Talk 1620 WTAW. The Infomaniacs, let's do weather. It's sponsored by your nationwide agent, Mike Kilgore. Your local nationwide agents are part of their member-driven community. We're serving members' needs as their top priority. Call nationwide agent Mike Kilgore at 979-776-1900 today. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Columbus, Ohio, subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval. High today, 61 or so, and it's going to be kind of chilly because the winds are going to be out of the north at 10 to 15, gusting up to 20 miles an hour. Plenty of sunshine, just kind of out there in it. It's going to be a little cooler. 36 for our low temperature tonight, and then on Thanksgiving Day, we'll have a high temperature of 66. Winds will be calm in the afternoon, so should be fairly nice. Thanksgiving night, we're at 44. Then pretty nice weather, really nice weather, actually. Friday, we're at 72, 76 on Saturday, and Sunday about the same thing. And low temperatures will probably be down around 50. So there you are. Right now, winds out of the north at 14. Got a little chill factor of 47. Air temperature with some clouds out there is 52.
If you want the guide to the who, what, when, and where for the upcoming year in Bryan College Station, look no further than the Brazos Life Annual Manual. Whether you're planning a dinner or night out on the town with friends or want to learn about new business ventures in BCS, Brazos Life is the guide for locals new and old. To advertise in the 2018 Brazos Life Annual Manual, call Dale Hendry with Bryan Broadcasting at 695-9595. That's 695-9595.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. The U.S. International Trade Commission has recommended tariffs to keep Samsung and LG from flooding the U.S. market with inexpensive washing machines, a step that would protect appliance giant Whirlpool. The commission says a graduated tariff rate should be placed on imports of large residential washing machines over the next 3 years, starting at 50% in the first year and sliding to 40% by the third. Citibank has agreed to pay $6.5 million to settle accusations by the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau that it harms people whose student loans it serviced. The Bureau says Citibank misrepresented information about the borrower's eligibility for a tax deduction on interest paid on certain student loans, failed to refund interest and late fees it erroneously charged, and overstated the minimum monthly payment due on statements. Crude oil sharply higher, trading at $57.89 a barrel. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a mixed open this morning. That's Your Money Now.
I'm Rocky Moselle with StarRegistry.com. Since we were children, we've been told to reach for the stars. It was great advice, now it's a great gift. Name a star after someone. For $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, we will name a star after someone very special to you and send an incredible personalized gift. The new star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333, or visit starregistry.com for the hottest gift.
Stocks are soaring, and construction spending across America has been on the rise. If you've been waiting to build, the time is now. Whether you want to expand your business or you want to build a new garage, call General Steel today. Our metal buildings are custom designed for your needs. For example, a 40 by 60 is a great space for an auto shop or a three-car garage. And if you call General Steel today, it's on sale now for under $25,000. Call 866-95-STEEL. 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-957-8335.
WTAW News Time is 6:30. It's 52 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health Medical Group. Say howdy to a higher standard of health care. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. A College Station City Council majority supports more flexibility in the requirements for bicycle parking at most retail and commercial businesses and some other buildings. Mayor Carl Mooney and Councilman John Nichols supported recommendations from two city committees.
There are too many bike racks going around town where you have, in my opinion, absolutely no sense to have a bike rack. Either have one or have it where it is.
Well, I would have to argue with you that you could make the same argument about parking spaces.
I would agree with that also, sir.
And if they don't want to meet any of the architectural standards, I assume you'd want to do away with those as well, because it's market-driven.
We're combining apples and oranges.
And that was actually Councilman Jerome Rectorick and John Nichols. Now, Jerome Rectorick was the only council member wanting to leave the decision of bicycle parking up to the property owner.
If a business owner feels it is beneficial to him or her to have bike racks, they obviously are going to put bike racks in there. And if it's not beneficial, they're not.
Recommendations include increasing the number of bicycle parking spaces in mixed-use developments and requiring bicycle parking outside churches. Recent plea agreements reached with the Brazos County District Attorney's Office results in prison for repeat offenders.
31-year-old Ernesto Resendez O'Brien admitted to possessing a sawed-off shotgun as a convicted felon and possessing cocaine and marijuana. He was sentenced to 4 years for those offenses, which took place in April. According to online records, Bryan police arrested him in May for a vehicle burglary and in June for drug possession. That makes 18 appearances in the Brazos County Jail in the last 13 years. A Bryan woman arrested 15 months ago is admitted to drunk driving for the fourth time. 59-year-old Grace Galvez was sentenced to 4 years. This followed multiple motorists reporting to College Station police a possible intoxicated driver at Welburn and Rock Prairie in August of last year. She was stopped by CSPD in Bryan on Carter Creek Parkway by Tanglewood Park. Two of three men have admitted to their part in three residential burglaries in South College Station and a high-speed chase in suburban Houston. 26-year-old Enrique Bravo of Houston was sentenced to 25 years and paying $500 restitution. That's after Bravo pleaded guilty to participating in the break-ins and driving the getaway car. Earlier this year, 27-year-old Marlon Cole of Houston was sentenced to 25 years in order to pay restitution of nearly $7,000. A third co-defendant, according to online court records, recently rejected a plea agreement and is scheduled for a jury trial next year. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
27 hours after an attempted armed robbery of a West Bryan convenience store, it was reported to police. Bryan police received the report Monday morning at 6:20 of the incident that took place Sunday morning at 2:45. This was at the Fast Start C store on West Highway 21 across the street from the Brazos County Engineer's Office. One of two men who entered the store displayed a gun and demanded money, but the men ran away before completing the robbery. No money was taken and no one was hurt. Bryan police has also released a pair of videos in hopes of catching suspects in two crimes. One is the November 3rd armed robbery of the Town and Country convenience store on Texas near Highway 21. The other is a burglary of the Daylight Donuts and Briarcrest Cleaners at Boonville and Copperfield on September 11th. The videos and contact information for all three crimes are online at WTAW.com. A 28-year employee at the Texas A&M system is now part of the leadership team at the flagship campus. Kevin McGinnis, who is A&M's new chief risk and compliance officer, will be part of the president's executive cabinet. McGinnis had been the system's executive director of risk management and employee benefits. More information about the new responsibilities is online at WTAW.com. A free tire disposal event is taking place at the Brazos County Expo this Saturday from 10 until 2. County Commissioner Irma Cawley received grant funding to organize what she calls tire amnesty.
I'm hoping we'll be able to fill up a trailer.
There is a limit of 4 tires per person at the event, which is limited to Brazos County residents and not commercial customers.
We don't have facility to wash the tires, so we're asking them to clean the debris out of the tires and bring them on.
Cawley says the drop-off is on the Expo's Rock parking lot where the carnival sets up during the Brazos Valley Fair. Governor Abbott is taking steps to reshape the state legislature as we head into the primary campaign season. That's based on 2 of his top legislative items failing in the regular and special sessions.
Who stands for which conservative positions and who is against those positions?
Abbott made a push during the special session to out-moderate Republicans who oppose his legislation, like the transgender bathroom bill and school choice. Now he's trying to remove them through endorsements, supporting Susanna Docupil over Republican incumbent Sarah Davis.
She is a principled conservative who will be a true champion for the people.
Rice University political scientist Mark Jones believes Abbott has a good chance of moving the House further right.
Almost every centrist conservative Republican is facing a primary challenge.
In Austin, Chris Fox, TSN News.
WTAW News Time is 6:36. It's 52 degrees. You can text us at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Ill advice number 70. An apple a day keeps the doctor away, but does it really? Protect yourself from ill advice. CHI St. Joseph Health primary care physicians know how to get you to a better state of health with same-day or next-day appointments and access to leading medical specialists. Do apples make a difference? Unmask the whole truth and schedule an appointment today at chistjoseph.org/illadvice.
Have you ever seen an artist's rendering of Noah's Ark? If you have, I can almost guarantee that it had multiple windows in it. For some reason, artists are rarely satisfied with just one window in the Ark. Yet, when we read the pattern that was given by God to Noah, there was only one window, Genesis 6:15 and 16. To his credit, Noah followed this pattern exactly. In Genesis 6:22, we read, "Thus did Noah, according to all that God commanded him, so did he." Just as many artists are not satisfied with an ark with just one window, many men are not satisfied with a pattern that God has given for the church. At the BCS Church of Christ, we're striving to follow God's pattern exactly. We invite you to come and to follow this pattern with us. Our building is located at 11914 Highway 30 in College Station, Texas. You can also visit us on the web at www.bcschurchofchrist.com.
The skills you can develop as a soldier in the Army National Guard can give you an edge in the high-tech job market of tomorrow. The Guard offers career training to take advantage of your skills in science, technology, engineering, and math that can help give you a leg up to a high-paying and rewarding STEM profession. Get a head start on your career while earning money to pay for college. Log on to NationalGuard.com to learn about all of the STEM career opportunities in the Army National Guard.
Sponsored by the Texas Army National Guard. Aired by the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Insurance. Every roofing company says they have it. Far fewer can prove it. In an age where computers can manipulate things, are you sure the certificate you're looking at is real? Our advice is simple. Trust but verify. Don't take everything that's shown as fact. At Schulte Roofing, there is nothing we'll tell you that we're not 100% prepared to prove and back it up. For peace of mind, go with the name the Brazos Valley has known for decades. Schulte Roofing, home of the Bulletproof Roof Guarantee.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the Bulletproof.
Good morning, 6:38, Infomaniacs News Talk 1620, WTAW. Checking the weather, it's brought to you by Malik, your AC and heating experts. Learn about club membership for year-round discounts on service and repairs at malikservice.com. Malik, making a difference.
High pressure located in eastern Nebraska in control of our weather for today. It's clear to our skies, resulting in sunshine for today. We're breezy, we're cooler, 60 to 65 through the afternoon. Clear, chilly overnight, 35 to 40. A sunny Thanksgiving day with temperatures near 65. Clear tomorrow night, lows will drop down to about 45. It's going to be sunny on Friday, and highs Friday will be anywhere from 70 to 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, Kevin Sumlin's job status was really the discussion point of yesterday's Aggie Football Media Day. Even the players were asked about it, and Christian Kirk, a junior wide receiver and one of the leaders on the team, says he loves Kevin Sumlin.
He's been the same dude since I came here 3 years ago, same guy that sat in my living room, just like I said, and you know, everything that he's done, you know, has been in the best interest of the players. He's always looking out for us, you know, always asking how we're doing, not even football-wise, just, you know, as a person, see how our families are doing and whatnot. He's just that kind of guy.
And so we'll hear a little bit more from Christian Kirk coming up, as well as Kevin Sumlin was asked yesterday if he thinks he'll be coming back next season. Now, the Houston Chronicle's Brent Zornemann reported last night that apparently it's already a done deal, that at least Texas A&M, some sources from Texas A&M are saying that he will not be returning and that he'll be parting ways with Kevin Sumlin following the LSU game, no matter what the outcome. So we'll touch on that, as well as Aggie men's hoops and some other sports going on around the Brazos Valley. All that more coming up in sports.
Hadn't heard that, huh? He hadn't heard that.
Well, you know.
It's been
but what do you? How do you answer that question?
Right, right.
Who asks that question?
Well, I know who asked it.
Well, I do, too. Yeah. I know Brent asked the question.
Right.
But
and look, it was one of those situations in which I think it had to be asked. You know, and maybe from a different perspective.
But what are you expecting from that question? What kind of answer?
Well, maybe he could say, yeah, I have been told that I haven't come. I won't be coming back
nah,
next year.
No, but he wouldn't do
no.
that. He wouldn't do that to his team.
Okay. And I understand team. That. And I think the way that Kevin Sumlin answered it was pretty predictable. I think a lot of people would think that's how you would answer it.
Yeah.
But, you know, in this time, kind of whenever you're talking, a lot of things are coming out about looking for a new head coach, and, you know, Kevin Sumlin, no matter what happens against LSU, no matter what happens in the bowl game, that he's still going to be gone. You know, there comes a time in which you have to kind of ask those questions. And, he, you know, it wasn't just one question yesterday that Kevin Sumlin. A lot of it was, you know, do you feel like you've been treated fairly around here?
And, oh, really?
Yeah. And by the way, if you want to listen to it, obviously tune in to the Infomaniacs from 6 to 9. But after that, you can go to our website, WTAW.com. I've got all the audio from yesterday's press conference posted online.
What does treated fairly mean?
Yeah.
They didn't take his parking place away?
Well, I mean, by the administration, obviously a lot of things have come out this year, you know, with before the season even started, the athletic director saying that 8 wins basically is not good enough.
Uh-huh.
And then you have a board of regent that's calling for your firing after game one. I mean, there's a lot of stuff that, you know, maybe Kevin Sumlin would say, look, I don't really appreciate that. I don't like it when people do that. But he's been asked about that pretty much all season long. But I think a lot of people agree that the writing has kind of been on the wall. It's just one of those situations in which it's pretty awkward for the time being.
Yeah, I felt awkward just listening to that sound clip in the earlier tease.
I felt awkward being in the room.
Yeah.
Well, that's, you know, that's the whole idea, is if you can raise the discomfort level.
Cool.
And then there's Daryl there to be able to take it back to what do you think about LSU or something, whatever.
Yeah, thank goodness.
Whatever he said after that. Anyhow, so there you go. So it's happy cranberry relish day today. Just in case you bring some of that to work.
Cranberry relish.
How's that going to work thing going to be today? Because, I mean, you know.
People are going to work today?
Well, that's what I mean. Half the office is probably already closed.
Yeah.
One of the school districts is out all week. Was it Brian? Is out
Brian
all week.
Brian and College Station is out today.
Right. So, you know, that. So, now, you guys out on. See, I planned ahead.
Okay.
I said, okay, I'm going to get off the road before 4 o'clock because just, you know, traffic.
Yeah.
Afternoon.
And yesterday.
Yeah, traffic yesterday.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I heard it was abysmal.
I think it probably was. Just a lot of people trying to get out of here. And, you know, I can't remember that I've ever traveled, like airplane traveled on Thanksgiving.
Oh, I haven't.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we always had the game.
Zach, have you done that?
Oh, no. No. So, I don't have family that lives that far.
That's right. So, yeah.
Everyone's right down the road.
Yes, they all live in one square acre.
That's right. So, they're all right there. But, I mean, having to do that, and we had the story in Fox News this morning, you know, in the Eastern time zone, because, of course, if it's in the Eastern time zone, then it affects the entire world, right?
Of course.
How they're already standing in line at the airports and all that. All this sort of
all that garbage.
Yeah, and I don't know what the weather looks like. I don't know if that's going to mess stuff up.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if anyone's expecting crazy snow.
Yeah, all right. Can you tell I don't want to talk about politics? I mean, just don't.
I mean, we have some pretty good tweets, though.
We do have some good tweets.
Oh, yeah. And they gave him 280 characters back, so if they had taken it away. He did post a video and said, "Today we continue a wonderful American tradition at the White House. Drumstick and Wishbone will live out their days in the beautiful Blue Ridge Mountains at Gobbler's Rest."
Oh, yeah, Gobbler's Rest.
So the turkey pardon did occur.
Yeah.
Even though apparently they're going to die anyway.
I know,
right?
I said that, but I'm looking at this turkey, and it looks normal to me. Yeah. So, yeah. But, yeah, let's get to LeVar Ball, because that's fun. 2 hours ago, President tweeted, "It wasn't the White House. It wasn't the State Department. It wasn't Father LeVar's so-called people on the ground in China that got his son out of a long-term prison sentence. It was me." Yeah. Too bad. LeVar is just a poor man's version of Don King.
But what?
But without the hair. Just think, LeVar, you could have spent the next 5 to 10 years during Thanksgiving with your son in China, but no NBA contract to support you. Remember, LeVar, shoplifting is not a little thing. It's a really big deal, especially in China. Ungrateful fool.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Using those characters.
You got two of the pettiest people in the world going at it right now.
Yeah.
Then he continued with the NFL. The NFL is now thinking about a new idea, keeping teams in the locker room during the national anthem next season. That's almost as bad as kneeling. When will the highly paid commissioner finally get tough and smart? This issue is killing your league.
Oh, man.
And that's the last of the interesting. That's enough.
Wow.
I saw that one this morning, and he's got a point in that I think this whole debacle has definitely turned a lot of people off of the NFL.
It has.
But at the same time, you know, I don't think they started actually coming out for the national anthem until a few years ago. Because if you look at college football, the players don't come out for the national anthem.
Well, we discussed that. They got it sponsored.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
That's the reason.
And the military, actually pays.
Right. Mm-hmm.
The government pays to have the players come out and do that. So you know, if they were to go back to saying, "Look, we won't bring the players out from the locker room," I would be perfectly fine with that.
So I was talking to a guy yesterday who said that LeVar Ball had been on one of the shows on CNN, and he's asking me if I watched it. And I said, why would I do that?
I watched a little bit of it yesterday just for funsies.
But you turned it off, didn't you?
Well, it was like a Twitter video, so it wasn't very long.
It's like a train wreck, Scott. You just can't turn away.
Do I need to try and find?
No. There's no reason to.
Oh, come on,
Scott. Because this guy plays the media. He uses them. He's already got his answers planned out. He is a victim from the very first answer. I mean,
man, if I'm Big Brother, I'm just glad I'm already in the NBA.
Yeah.
I feel bad for the younger brothers.
And again, certainly there's some hyperbole in what the president said, but there's just a whole bunch of, to use the Chase Murphy term, Johnny Lunch Buckets out there who agree.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, shoplifting is wrong.
Yeah.
He certainly didn't have to do it. We know that.
Exactly. He has money.
Right. And so, you know, he was able to be extricated from China because of who he is. So let's move on from there. And Trump is wrong to demand credit for that.
Oh,
just,
yeah.
Let's just keep on marching. But,
right.
I mean, the very idea. And the NFL, do they get it? I mean, do they understand? And here's Jerry Jones trying to take on the commissioner.
Everyone.
And the owners are rising up. It's a very strange world we live in now.
Yeah, it really is.
Scott, yeah. I've got the video up.
Well, I'd love to, but we don't have
time. Oh, bummer. It's already 6:48.
You took
too long on your sports tease.
We would have to
Yeah, that's true, too.
We would have to take that out of out of your sports. We don't want to do that. So maybe next hour.
Maybe next
hour. If we could hear a little more LeVar Burton or whatever.
I do think I have really good, I'll have to listen to it, really good Mike Leach footage.
Oh, yes.
Yes, yes. So marriage advice.
All right, Leach on anything will be okay. All right, 648.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
Our topic for Plant Talk Texas today is getting the most from your nursery experience. I want you to enjoy it. Nurseries are kind of quiet this time of year as they get ready for the holidays and then gear up for springtime, but you want to be thinking ahead about how to get the most enjoyment and the most use when you go into a garden center. Some people have frustrating experiences when they do go garden shopping. I have some ways to improve your odds right after this important message. At Mueller, they believe in value. Their Value Plus buildings are pre-engineered and feature an easy-to-assemble, bolt-together design. Mueller's durable roofing panels are hail-resistant. They come back with a 30-year limited paint warranty. But true value never stops at just a quality product at a reasonable price. It shows in the service you receive during your purchase and in how a company stands behind their product after the sale. At Mueller, they understand that buying a steel building or metal roof for your home can be a lifetime decision. Mueller provides assurance before, during, and for decades after your purchase. At Mueller, you simply get more. More for your money, more confidence in their company, which gives you more value. Call them today, 877-2-MUELLER. That's 877-2-MUELLER. Or visit them online at MuellerInc.com. MuellerInc.com. So if you want to get the most when you go garden shopping, start with an independent retail garden center. They're the mom-and-pop stores with real and differing personalities. They're more likely to offer unusual plants and odd gardening artifacts. You're also more likely to be able to work directly with an owner or a manager. Go in during the week, especially if you're going to be asking questions about design ideas or problem-solving, things that take a little while. It gets pretty nutty on the weekends. Of course, you may not have much of a choice. If you have to go on the weekends, go early before the crowds start to arrive. That's not much of a problem this time of year, but it surely is in the springtime. If you're going in during the week, remember that much restocking is done on Thursdays and Fridays. You're likely to find the freshest merchandise and the most timely plants then. Look for quality plants that are attractively displayed and properly maintained. If the plants are misshapen, undernourished, or pest-ridden, move on down the street. If the nursery can't take care of its own plants, how can they advise you on caring for yours? Container-grown plants should be full and symmetrical. Their leaf canopy should spread to the edges of the pots or even beyond. They should be well-rooted within the pots. Check their labels for care tips to be sure they'll fit the surroundings you have for them. Better yet, do your homework before you go shopping. Know which plant types fit best into your needs and then set out to find the best specimens. When comparing prices, be sure you also compare plant size and vigor. Bald and burlap trees and large shrubs will have been dug over the past winter and brought to the nursery if you go in late winter and spring. You can tell more about them once they leaf out and after the leaves have had time to expand to full size. If you go in now and the plants have just been dug, you really can't tell how well they're going to reestablish. Ask your nurseryman about any special problems the various types of plants you're considering might encounter. It's better to know ahead of time. Let them take part in and some responsibility for your selections. Look for a Texas certified or Texas master certified nursery professional. These people have studied long and hard hours. They've passed difficult exams. They've proven that they know what they're talking about. Load and transport your plants home carefully. New growth can be burned very quickly in the wind on the highway, but even old growth can as well. So you always want to have an old sheet or some kind of old nursery shade fabric to tie in place over them. Common sense and safety in gardening, the topic of our next program. Until then, happy gardening. Our topic for Plant Talk Texas today is getting them.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Zach Taylor with your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Thank you, Neil Sperry. The Houston Chronicle's Brent Zorneman reports that Texas A&M will part ways with head football coach Kevin Sumlin following the regular season. Now, the report says that the decision will not be swayed by the outcome of the Aggies' regular season finale against number 18 LSU this Saturday. When asked if he thinks he'll be back next year, Coach Sumlin was pretty adamant about it.
Do you anticipate being the coach here next year?
Yes.
And why is that? Have you been reassured of that?
I mean,
there's so much out there. You know how it is.
Yeah.
I mean, especially in this day.
Why wouldn't I?
Because a lot of us have heard otherwise.
Okay.
So I'm asking you.
I haven't heard that.
Okay.
In six seasons at the helm, Sumlin has led the Aggies to a 51-25 overall record and five bowl appearances. However, the Maroon and White have reached double-digit wins only once and have failed to finish higher than fourth in the SEC West since the second-place finish in his first year in 2012. Still, he has the full confidence of several veteran players, including wideout Christian Kirk.
He's been the same dude since I came here 3 years ago, same guy that sat in my living room, just like I said, and everything that he's done, has been in the best interest of the players. He's always looking out for us, always asking how we're doing. Not even football-wise, just, as a person, see how our families are doing and whatnot. He's just that kind of guy.
Christian and the guys head to Baton Rouge this Saturday to take on LSU. Kickoff against the Tigers is at 6:30 p.m. with pregame with Dave and Dave starting at 5:30 right here on WTAW. Robert Williams had 21 points and 10 rebounds to lead number 16 Texas A&M men's hoops to a 98-87 victory over Penn State in the championship game of the Progressive Legends Classic last night. Here's Coach Billy Kennedy following the victory.
Obviously, we're real happy we beat a really good Penn State team who thought defensively and offensively gave us some problems. Tony Carr was a handful, 21 points and a half. At any level is pretty special. And fortunately, in the second half, we had Gilda back, and I thought Admon Gilda did a really good job of keeping him from catching it and disrupting him a little bit. And then, what can I say? We're deep, we're talented, and our guys can make special plays.
Dwayne Wilson led the Aggies with 22 points, while Tyler Davis chipped in with 15 as the guys improved to 4-0 on the year. Now, on the women's side of the court, the number 19 Aggs are at home tonight to host Arkansas Little Rock. The Maroon and White are trying to bounce back following an 83-68 loss to number 10 Oregon last Thursday. Tip-off is set for 6 o'clock at Reed with broadcast on Sports Radio 1150 and the Zone 102.7 FM. The new college football playoff poll is out, and Alabama comes in at number 1, followed by Miami, Clemson, and Oklahoma. Wisconsin is at number 5 with Auburn, Georgia, Notre Dame, Ohio State, and Penn State making up 6 through 10. In the professional game, the Dallas Cowboys have a short turnaround with a Thanksgiving Day game against the Los Angeles Chargers. Now, the boys are kind of on the playoff bubble in the NFC at 5-5, but quarterback Dak Prescott says there's still enough time to turn it around.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to show the character of our team. We've got the choice to go 11-5 right now or 5-11 or anything in between. So it's about us coming in and coming to work every day, show the character and the fight that we have to be 11-5.
Prescott and the boys host the Chargers tomorrow afternoon at 3:30. Broadcast will be over on the Zone. Devin Shore and Jason Spezza scored 59 seconds apart to lift the Dallas Stars over the Montreal Canadiens 3-1. And after taking yesterday off, all three NBA Lone Star teams are back on the floor tonight. Houston is at home to host Denver at 7. Dallas heads to Memphis at 7 o'clock as well. And San Antonio is in New Orleans to take on the Pelicans at 7 o'clock. And that's been your morning sports update. On News Talk 1620, WTAW, I'm Zach Taylor.
My wife tells me I'm a terrible listener.
My wife says the same thing, but I heard her loud and clear when she told me to take our old rusted patio furniture to Jackrabbit Powder Coating.
Quick Bunny Flower Toting?
No, Earl, Jackrabbit Powder Coating. Now we take everything metal we own and have it powder coated. It's a tough finish far superior to paint, so it looks great and stands the test of time.
Okay, so Jack Dragon Trouser Roasting, I got it.
Earl, it's Jackrabbit Powder Coating, a company worth remembering.
This is Brandon Eisenman with W.E. Gibson Insurance. Like most people, I appreciate value. Value to me is getting the highest quality for a fair price. It's getting extras for no additional cost. And it's knowing that I'm getting the most for my hard-earned money. At W.E. Gibson Insurance, it's all about value. As an independent insurance agent, we are able to offer our clients solid coverage at an excellent price. We represent over 30 personal and commercial insurance companies, which gives us the opportunity to help our clients find the right company for their needs. We have the knowledge and expertise to offer the best insurance solution for your particular situation, and we bring a wealth of insurance experience, all at no additional cost. So if value is important to you, then give us a call today at 694-1555 or visit us at the corner of Deacon and Longmire. We would love the opportunity to provide you with the same value we offer our clients every day.
W.E. Gibson Insurance, always by your side. When you need us most, we're by your side.
This is Jeb Blair, class of 81, owner of J&B Propane. In today's busy world, we are sometimes complacent with the choices we have made. Fortunately, with propane suppliers, regardless of your current agreement, you have a choice and change is easy. Contact J&B Propane to find out how this hassle-free conversion can benefit you. Visit our website at jmbpropane.com or call us at 936-348-5465 for your free quote. J&B Propane, thanks for listening.
Tax reform? Who knows? Your tax experts at Bottom Line Bookkeeping will have all of the answers to your questions. Don't hesitate to call. We will keep you posted. Bottom Line Bookkeeping, celebrating 35 years of business in the Brazos Valley. Voted best of the Brazos for 13 years.
Here's the weather. It's brought to you by Skyline Communications in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications, 775-2929. Going to be windy, but temps about 61. By windy, we mean gusts up to 20 out of the north. 36 tonight, 65 tomorrow, and a great weekend. 51 right now. WTAW College Station, Brian.